Yes, it's How High the Moon. I guess everyone has been exposed to its neat harmonic pattern by now. So herein we experiment, marking perhaps its evolution through the channels of American music. The pristine preamble, and now here it is with some adornment. And then came jazz. Buoyant and ruggedly individualistic it was, too, this freewheeling thing they call jazz. In the American primitive manner, this is a rough-hewn moon, as perhaps the early settlers might have questioned how high. And with most of the melodic cargo still jettisoned, somebody shouted, "Hey, roll that left hand." 8 beats to the bar, if you will. The rollickin' beat and a few flourishes on top, and it's still the same thing. Ragtime and boogie-woogie, a couple of those early American art forms that flourished, too, until somebody started to peel off the rough bark. Jazz-like industry became organized, and there emerged the era of swing and its high priest, Benny Goodman. Swing, as they said, sure was the thing. You know, San Francisco is pretty well known for its hotels, and inhabiting any one of their shimmering name rooms at any time are what we reverently and commercially refer to as tenor bands. Care to dance? And then along came a bright new word in the musical patois to chase moppets into the arms of their parents, who all of them run for the hills whenever anybody shouts bop. But consider, Pilgrim, in the glare of what just went by, that which follows should be not too disconcerting. The premise remains the same. bopped you've been. The arabesques were rather neatly carved, too. But now let's consider Bach and Brubeck. Here they affect the rapprochement, realizing an agreement between the fugal pattern and our theme. And here in full echelon, our young modernists negotiate a fugue on How High the Moon.